we look at survival outcomes based on the presence or absence of micrometastases, in Z10 you see that there was absolutely no difference in five-year outcome between the two groups with survivals of 95%. In NSABP-B32, whether you look at disease-free survival, distant disease-free survival, or overall survival, you will notice that the presence of micrometastases is associated with a slight decrease in survival. However, if you look at the magnitude of that difference, it is less than 3% in all cases. So what else have we learned about micrometastases?